Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans, Volume 4, Chapter the Second. A Now Spoiled Life Smashed Some More.
Festering fish heads, putrefying prawns, and manky mermaids.
A colorful turn of phrase, sir.
It's not a turn of phrase, it's a description of the room. It is littered with festering fish heads, putrefying prawns, and manky mermaids. Never again shall I host a seafood buffet for charity.
Which charity, sir?
The Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Underwater Animals. They took one look at the buffet, screamed, and ran out. Worse, my idiot son-in-law is overdue.
Mr. and Mrs. Starquill, sir.
Mr. Philip, forgive our lateness. We came by riverboat. Alas, it is so hot the Thames has evaporated.
And my new class overran.
What class?
I am learning how to gain the vote for women by tripping up horses.
I'm too hot to express an opinion. Make your own from the following words. Vote never, women, as, ridiculous, expressing emotions, men.
Do what, sir? Then my new cooling device will delight you.
It will not.
It works quite simply. Here is a fan.
That is simple.
I haven't finished. The fan is connected to this box containing 15 mice. I now simply insert one angry cat. The cat gives chase to the mice, thus moving the fan.
How refreshing. Now a little too refreshing.
I had no idea mice were so fast.
Stop your moronic machine before we are blown away.
Wait, the mice are making a stand.
Ready, aim, fire.
Where did we get muskets?
Surely mousekets, dearest. Is the cat dead?
I cannot tell. The lid is stuck. I shall take the box to the vet. Dr. Schrodinger will know what to do.
Later. The state of the cat must temporarily remain an uncollapsed wave function. For I continue my story now. Last time, you heard how my twice-dead, evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, had become good, but had then accidentally killed my wife Ripley, thereby unleashing once more the evil within him. Not only had I lost a wife, I had also regained a deadly enemy.
It is like losing a five-pound note, then in its place finding an old foreign coin covered in poison. Only with a dead wife thrown in.
You need to find a new place to change your holiday money. What plans for her remains, Pip-Bin?
I shall scatter her ashes over a parade ground of half-dressed cavalry officers.
It is what she would have wanted.
Grief robbed me of any chance of slumber until my physician, Dr. Say R., administered a bottle of sleeping potion.
Here we go.
Most calming.
Pip, Pip.
Ripley. Dear dead wife Ripley. Is this a dream?
Do you not hear the twiddly music and the weird echoing?
My subconscious is so cliched.
I bring an important message. My soul can yet be recalled to life.
Oh, joy, how?
Alas, not easily. Imagine a sign saying easy, 28,003 miles. That is how far from easy it will be. To rescue me, you must...
Hold on, I've got dream waiting.
Pip!
I'll see who it is and then I'll dream them back. Hello?
Pip-Bin.
Yes, who's that?
I'm conducting a survey. Given your wife's death and Mr. Benevolent's impending takeover of the world, would you say you feel A, satisfied, B, dissatisfied, or C,
No, Mr. Benevolent.
I'll put that down as C.
You villain. I'm switching back to Ripley now. Ripley?
No, still me.
Damn! I have cut her off. I always do that.
Do you miss her? Does your heart ache at her loss? Which brand of mayonnaise do you use?
You fiend! You will never know my...